$370, but it's matching funds, and it's to be added into that total. So right now, we have $2,000 in matching funds because that angel wanted to up the matching funds balance. And we can do that. That is awesome. So, Karen, as you said, God's showing our people what he wants to do this morning.
Amen.
And so we are like, hallelujah. That is good. And so what is the Lord saying to you this morning? Give us a call. Let us know. The number is 888-221-8990. And we normally have Trevor Banks coming on about this time, but looks like we may do that. Do we have another donation, or we had a call? We do not have a call. The lines are open.
Dave's on a call, isn't he?
Dave is...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the lines are open. The number is 888-221-8990, and this is a great time to give us a call, 888-221-8990. Let's run to Trevor Banks if we can find him here. We're going to see if we can. Karen, give those numbers out one more time.
888-221-8990.
Yeah, those are the numbers, and Trevor's in here somewhere. Let's see if we can find him. Ah, there it is, right up there.
Coming right up.
It is coming right up. Well, it's sort of coming right up, for sure. And it doesn't want to let me do that. All right, Karen, just explain if someone does not have the money, how they can do that at this time. So we may have somebody listening that would like to do that.
Yes, if you'd like to get in on this matching funds, or, you know, at any time that you'd like to give to the station, if you don't have those resources available, you can call in and make a pledge. We call it a pledge. You're just pledging that at some particular time when you have those resources that you would go ahead and send that in, but we could count that, whatever that amount is today, we could add that into our totals today in faith, you know, that you will eventually send that in.
There you go. Let's see if we can pull Trevor up. He just got started, I think.
All right,
but we're going to start him.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life.
You'll get the whole
New York
program.
Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, 7 Ways to Increase Your Happiness. Do you find it difficult to be...
That is not actually Trevor Banks. Almost, but not quite. All right. On to perfection, is that right?
Yes.
There we go. Now we have it.
Life Family Worship Center.
All right. Now we can listen to it.
Delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
In Genesis 3:7, let me read that verse. We didn't read that verse, but you are a masterpiece. I want you to know that today. You are God's masterpiece. Sometimes we have people in our ear that shouldn't have been in our ear. Maybe they were jealous of you. Maybe they had a hate for you. Maybe they were prejudiced against you. Whatever it might be, but they put stuff. You know, sometimes parents weren't that educated, got mad at you, said things to you, you know, that hurt you. Amen. Listen, God's got a new order today. I'm telling you, God's going to free you from all of that childhood abuse, all those negative words, all that evil that came against you even growing up. I'm here to tell you, God's going to free you from that in this new order. The world's trying to put another order, but God is way ahead of that with another order, that Melchizedek order. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The word knew there, they became physically and sensually aware. Now, here's where I want you to rise on up as we sing, rise up. What happened to Adam and Eve, their senses suddenly took on leadership. their spirit wasn't leading anymore. Their senses suppressed their spirit. The soul became alive without the spirit directing it. The soul has its place, but it must be directed and governed by your spirit. This is what happened to them, and so they received a false image. Remember, the devil said, if you do this, you'll be like God. They were like God already. Remember, God created them. He spoke to himself to create them. They were like God already. Now they were in a position, a fallen position, where they had become those who would determine good and evil. That was never God's intention. We are laborers together with God. Adam and Eve became aware of their nakedness. They began to live from the outside rather than from the inside. When you live from the outside rather than the inside, you become conscious of shame. See, when you're living on the outside, you look for your affirmation from people. And somebody can say, you know, oh, you look really, really mighty fine today. Da, 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 da. Or somebody can talk behind your back or say something to you that hurts your feelings, and okay, now you're no good. Because you're living from the outside. They became aware of their nakedness. They became conscious of shame and fear. Shame and fear come from the outside. Because God made you a masterpiece. From the intellect is where shame and fear come from the consciousness, from these things that are outwardly, all the senses, not the spirit. Shame and fear does not come from your spirit. When you get scared, God is not making you scared. Amen. When you get all twisted up, and that's not God making you that way. We have not received the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Is that correct? Yes. No spirit of fear, but power, love, and soundness of mind. Now, when we're connected with God, our spirit, hear me. When we are truly connected to God, our spirit can know anything. You may not be able to define it. You may not be a rocket scientist, but the spirit that's working in you, he knows everything. When you're truly connected to God, he will guide you into all truth. Now, I may have never gone to school for this, and I can't explain this to you, Mr. Scientist, but I know this, 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 and this. You don't know this science. And then later on, they find out that young man was exactly right. How did he know that? By the Spirit of God. Because when you walk by the Spirit of God, that's why it's so important to walk in the Spirit, to stay in the Spirit and not succumb to the lust of your flesh or of your soul realm. That's what happened to Adam and Eve, and they had a false image. See, when you're not feeling good about yourself in the sense of knowing who you are, if you don't know who you are, somebody's going to define you. Something's going to define you. Something's going to limit you. Something's going to bind you up and tell you what you can't be. My word tells me that with God, all things are possible. My word tells me, is there anything too hard for God? Come on, somebody said, God says, is there anything too hard for God? He was talking to Sarah and Abraham. They thought it was an impossibility. But God said, listen, I specialize in the impossible. I delight to do the impossible. I delight to break the barriers of the natural realm and defy the natural orders. That's who God is. Your spirit, when you're connected to God properly, you sitting there driving down your car and a vision come to you of somebody. And you call them up. They're on the other side of the world. You call them. Say, you are on my heart. I just want, man, I'm so glad you called. You know, this is what God wants with this order of Melchizedek. Philip, in the midst of a revival, a city revival, citywide revival, folk getting healed and saved and delivered, God sent him out to the desert. No, I'm going to stay with this here revival. Now, he obeyed, went to Azotus. And guess what? God had an Ethiopian eunuch coming, reading his Bible or reading the scripture. Didn't know what it meant. That was his assignment. When we walk by the Spirit, you're going to find yourself in the right place at the right time. You're going to meet the right people. Somebody there, they may not look like it, but somebody is longing for God. And there you are. And you get to strike up a conversation and find out, oh, okay. Well, let me break down the scriptures to you here. Before you know it, there's a soul coming to the kingdom. Come on, I said, when you walk by the Spirit of God, we don't have to go around throwing tracts at people and Bible bashing them and, you know, you're going to hell. No, God will direct you. He don't want you casting your pearl before swine anyway. Talking about you got beat up for Jesus. No, you. Now, there's a place for that, but that you was wrong. Get out that tablet. Listen. Knowledge God communicates. Hear me. I feel a switch about to turn on. Knowledge that God communicates is not learned. Yeah, sometimes people are so soulish, they're trying to perceive God all the time. By I have a big library, over 1,000 books. To me, that's a big library. I ain't read them all, but I read a lot of them, and I like to read. But knowledge from God doesn't just come from reading. Because after all you've read, you still need to hear Him. That's the real knowledge. Lord told me early on during this pandemic, He said, you know, gather information, listen to information, hear information. But at the end of the day, let it just be information. Hear what I say to you. Amen. Hear what I'm saying to you. Amen. So knowledge that God communicates to us is not learned. Listen, it's discerned. If ever we needed to discern the voice of God, it's now. And for those that like to just, you know, go ankle deep, stay in the shallow waters, you won't discern. There's too much noise right now. You got to go, as I said Wednesday night, you got to go deeper. Come on, I said you got to go deeper into the things of God so that that voice becomes crystal clear to you. You have no question that God is talking to you, that it's bearing witness in your spirit, because there's too much noise, too many false prophecies, too many lies, too many deceptions, too many people speaking from their own. You know, I believe in dreams in that, but you can't go by every dream. Sometimes dream is from pizza or eating too late. Child, I saw the devil in my dream. Well, there's the pizza sitting right next to your bed. Pepperoni. The devil and the devil. Yeah, what you was eating. Sometimes that's what it is. Not all the time. Sometimes there are valid, real dreams that come from God. I trust that. I believe that. But in order to be able to discern that, you just can't go with everything. You'll be confused. You'll be like a wet noodle. You got to take a stand somewhere and discern. Just some things I just don't receive. You know, maybe coming from someone that means well. Okay, I'll hear it. But if it's not bearing witness to my spirit or the spirit of God, when I know I've been in His presence and it's not bearing witness, I'm going to let it pick up speed and go out the other ear. And I'm going to bless Him. I ain't going to criticize Him. I ain't going to talk about Him. I'm not, that's not for me. You'll know when something resonates with your spirit that this is a fresh manna. It's bread from heaven. Amen. You'll know in your spirit. That's why you have to be a person of the spirit and not just the soul. Listen, knowledge that God communicates is not learned. It levels the playing field. Some of us have trouble reading or learning certain things, but you're a masterpiece. See, God leveled the playing field. You might have all kind of PhDs and DDs and all the Ds, But that doesn't make